Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Damage surveys are underway to find the strength and distance tornadoes may have traveled through parts of Wisconsin Wednesday afternoon. The National Weather Service Milwaukee Sullivan Survey Team confirms an EF0 tornado with estimated winds of 70 miles per hour touched down southwest of Hustisford around 3:20. It was on the ground until around 3:35, lifting near Gray Road and Wildcat Road northeast of town. In Iowa and Dodge counties, teams were out early Thursday morning looking at spots where videos and pictures of a twister were taken from. The National Weather Service reports mainly tree damage seen so far as they are trying to track down where they may have hit in fields. The National Weather Service says they are trying to move as fast as possible to try and investigate the entire area. Reports of tornadoes came in from at least 7 different towns between noon and 4. Wautoma and areas of the Fox Valley also experienced significant flash flooding with cars submerged. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst have introduced legislation to expand access to mental health care for farmers. According to a press release, the proposed bill seeks to increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. The network connects agricultural workers to mental health resources and services like stress assistance programs. The bill would authorize an additional $15 million in funding for the network to hire additional staff and address varying needs among different farming populations. A federal court ruling found Wisconsin must stop denying unemployment insurance to applicants who are also receiving Social Security disability insurance. The court ruled that a 12-year-old state law that banned unemployment insurance for Social Security disability insurance recipients unlawfully discriminates against people with disabilities. The law was signed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2013 and argued that people receiving assistance from both programs were double-dipping and potentially even committing fraud. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation to restore nearly $2 million in funding for the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The funding was removed from the new state budget by the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. Governor Tony Evers strongly criticized that decision, which would force 2 short-term housing facilities in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay to close in September without the additional funding in this new legislation. The program provides temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. Wisconsin residents will begin seeing higher fees for vehicle title transfers and driver's license renewals this fall. The additional fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207. License renewal fees will increase from $24 to $32.50. The fee changes will officially go into effect on October 1st. Wisconsin has joined another multi-state coalition in a lawsuit against efforts by the Trump administration to withhold federal funding. The new lawsuit argues that the Federal Emergency Management Agency unlawfully eliminated the Building Resilient Infrastructures and Communities program. It also argues that the Trump administration overstepped its authority in shutting the program down without congressional authorization. The grant program aimed to improve infrastructure in communities across the state to prepare for natural disasters. The National High School Rodeo Finals in Rock Springs, Wyoming, Wednesday was a busy day for cowboys and cowgirls from across the U.S. We are keeping an eye on the results of entrants who competed at the state finals held last month in Richland Center and earned the right to move on to nationals. In Wednesday performances in barrel racing, Callie Parrish of Laval placed 33rd with a time of 27.953 in the morning, and in the evening performance, she placed 26th with a time of 22.49. In boys cutting, Tyler Parr of Mondovi tied for 6th with a score of 209, and in the evening performance, he placed 14th with a score of 62. In the morning performance of pole bending, Evelyn Taylor of Lancaster placed 11th with a time of 22.008. In rein cow horse, Tyler Parr was in a 3-way tie for 12th with a score of 278. In the evening performance of girls' cutting, Kaylee Check of Toma placed 19th with a score of 186. In Division 4 standings, Team Wisconsin is in 5th place. Overall, Team Wisconsin is in 27th place with a score of 390. The National High School Rodeo Finals concludes Saturday. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center is hosting the second annual Celebration of Life event in Edgerton Saturday for patients who received a stem cell transplant or CAR T-cell therapy. A stem cell transplant can be a life-saving treatment for patients with cancer, genetic disorders, or other blood conditions. CAR T-cell therapy is a highly advanced form of immunotherapy for children and adults with certain types of cancer. Often these therapies are needed after a patient's cancer is unresponsive to other treatments like chemotherapy. The Celebration of Life event will be held Saturday from 11 to 2 at Coachman's Golf Resort in Edgerton. It will bring together providers and staff from the UW Health Stem Cell Transplant and Cellular Therapy Program to honor transplant recipients, donors, and their caregivers for an opportunity to connect and share stories. Guests will receive a catered brunch, ice cream, and can take pictures with Bucky Badger. The UW Health Carbone Cancer Center is a recipient each year of research funding from GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to teach and certify basic hunter education students and teach hunters of all experience levels practical outdoor skills. Volunteer opportunities are available in all parts of the state. Hunter education has a strong history in Wisconsin. Since the program's creation in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteers have educated hunters in the state, certifying more than 1 million hunters. The program has also contributed to a significant decrease in hunting safety incidents. Basic hunter education is a firearm safety class that is required by law for anyone who intends to hunt independently. A statewide corps of about 4,000 volunteer hunter safety instructors to teach the standardized, internationally approved curriculum and administer the written and practical exams required for certification are required. Volunteers must be certified to teach basic hunter education by apprenticing with an existing group of hunter education instructors or attending a staff-led mini-academy that takes volunteers through each lesson that instructors are expected to teach at a basic hunter safety class. Instructors must also pass an exam based on the DNR's Hunter Education Policy and Procedure Manual. Once certified, volunteer hunter education instructors should teach at least one class and attend an instructor recertification workshop every 3 years. Beyond basic hunter education, the DNR and contracted partners offer additional instruction and continuing education to hunters of all experience levels. Volunteers to coordinate and instruct advanced programs as the next step from basic hunter education are being sought. Outdoor skills programs teach specific skills related to hunting and the outdoors, such as processing deer, shooting basics, and cooking wild game. Some lesson plans are available to use as a guide, but if you have a hunting or shooting sports skill you can teach, reach out to program staff to talk more. The Learn to Hunt program is a unique opportunity in Wisconsin that allows volunteers to host educational mentored hunts outside of the normal hunting season. The program is a valuable and rewarding educational opportunity offered by the DNR for both participants and volunteers looking to find greater connection in the outdoors. The Learn to Hunt program requires at least 4 hours of pre-hunt instruction to participants, and program volunteers must have at least 5 years of experience hunting the target species. All hunter education volunteers must pass a DNR background check. For more information about becoming a volunteer instructor or applying, visit the DNR website.